Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Welcome to Cool Kids Cook with Kid Chef Eliana. Get ready to explore the foodie world with one of the youngest published cookbook authors. We'll share tips, techniques, recipes, and speak to some of the world's top chefs. Now, here is your host, Chef Eliana.
Welcome to the program, Cool Kids Cook, on the Voice America Kids Network. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, a cookbook author, foodie, and your show host. Here's what's happening with me. I have a game on my Facebook page called Figure Out This Food. I post a close-up of a food item, and the first few guesses get a shout-out here. So, congratulations to Michaela Brown, Roy Turner, and Debbie Gajewski for guessing horseradish. Do you fondue? Because I know I do. I went to a fondue party, and it was delicious fun. I'll tell you more about it later in the show. Big news. Chef Emma Lagasse is going to be a guest on the show. We're still working out dates, but I'm really excited. Now it's time for our interview with Paolo Presta of A Spoonful of Paolo. Paolo Presta comes from a large Italian family in Chicago. His parents came to America from a small town in southern Italy to live the American dream. Through hard work and dedication, Paolo's father opened a grocery store. Paolo worked with his father on the weekends, but Mr. Paolo's dream was to be a part of the entertainment business in Hollywood. After years of writing to Oprah, one day in November 2004, Oprah surprised Paolo at his father's store and gave him a speaking role on NBC's Will and Grace. That single day changed the direction of Paolo's life forever. Since then, he moved to Los Angeles, where he transitioned from acting to working behind the scenes on daytime talk shows like The Ellen DeGeneres Show and The Talk. Because of those experiences, Mr. Paolo is now realizing his greatest lifelong dream of being a talk show host. A Spoonful of Paolo is proof that dreams do come true. Mr. Paolo, thank you so much for being a guest on Cool Kids Cook.
Oh, thank you very much. It's an honor. I appreciate it.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. Now, since you come from a big Italian family, cooking must have been a big part of your life growing up. What are some of the memories you have of your family gatherings?
I guess because I have four sisters and two brothers, and it's just one. My parents grew up, like you said, and that was a great intro, by the way. My parents grew up in Italy, so it's just always us having dinner together. Every night, my father gets home from work around 6, 7 o'clock, and we would always be at the table, and my mom would always have her homemade pasta, her homemade sauce, and it's just those nights that I would always treasure.
You know, I actually make homemade pasta and homemade sauce, too, and we eat that, and, like, I've made homemade gnocchi before, and love it.
Oh, my God. Chef Elena, I love you even more for saying that. I love it that you make your homemade pasta. That's great.
And, though, I know that you're known for having a sweet tooth and a love for Nutella. In fact, I've written a new Nutella recipe just for you.
Nutella
truffles.
Yes. Oh, my God, Nutella truffles. I love it. I love Nutella. Oh, I'm so excited right now. Let me talk slower, but I have to tell you, I am really, really excited for this recipe. But thank you.
You're welcome. Now, what makes you love sweets so much? Are you a baker?
I'm not a professional baker like you, but I do love baking. It just brings some joy out of me. I love trying new recipes, and I think I've always had a sweet tooth. I mean, I can remember when the ice cream truck would come every day after school, I would always wait by the door until he would come by, and I would get the Mickey Mouse ice cream. So it's like I just grew up having sweets, and my mom made a lot of homemade sweets, like tiramisu, cream puffs, you know, a lot of Italian specialties, but I just love it. And I love sugar. Who doesn't love sugar, right?
I know. That's the best. I'm not a big baker. I mean, I like to bake sometimes, and I love sweets. But you know, I'm more of the savory person. I love savory food. Mm. That's more of my thing.
Yeah.
I love savory.
Oh, yummy!
And you have a lot of show segments on sweets. Which one was your favorite to film?
I would have to say my favorite one was with Christina Kuzmic, who was the winner of Oprah Winfrey Network Have Your Own Show. And I had her on our show, and she made Nutella buns. And it's just like cinnamon buns, but take out the cinnamon and put in the Nutella. And I have to tell you that I went crazy for them. Like, I make them all the time. They're not hard to make, and they're just so good, especially with that frosting that you have to put on top of it. I mean, literally, it's to die for.
No, I actually did watch that episode, and they look so good.
Look, Chef Leah, I would not lie to you, okay? If I tell you something is good, they are good. So when you have, like, a couple hours and one of your days free, make it, because you're going to love it. Just trust me.
And then you kept dipping your finger in the Nutella jar.
Yeah, and I got yelled at so many times. So many people emailed me for that show saying, I don't know if I'm going to make this because I kept seeing you put your finger in the Nutella. I'm like, but you're not trying it. I'm the one who made them for me, so make them however you want to make them. But I'm trying not to do that as much, okay? I'm trying.
But it's just too good. Like, sometimes I just feel like having Nutella, but I don't want to, like, eat a whole sandwich of it. So I just take a spoon and I dip it in the jar. And
yes. This is no joke. I go through a jar of Nutella a week. I mean, I always get the big jar. I get it from our grocery store, and it's $8.99 for the big jar. There's two different sizes. I get the big size, and I can finish it in a week. I know it's sad, but I just Nutella makes me happy. There, I said it.
Right. Even just a spoonful, you know, a spoonful of Nutella.
That'd be perfect, perfect.
Yep, I just love it.
That's awesome.
Now, on that fateful day in November of 2004, when the Oprah Winfrey showed up at your father's door, what were you feeling, and how did you react?
You know, it was a Thursday morning when she came to my father's grocery store, and I was just working there. You know, I've been working at these stores since I was 11 years old. It was my father's dream to have all his kids there. And I'll never forget, it was about 8 years ago when Oprah Winfrey and her crew walked inside my dad's store. No one had no idea that Oprah was going to be there, but as she walked inside the store, she called my name, and it's a reaction that has been, that everyone has talked about. It's one of the favorites of the Oprah Winfrey Show. I literally started to cry. I jumped up and down. I had a lot of mixed emotions that were all happiness because someone was there to change the direction of my life. I wrote to this lady so many times, so many emails, so many handwritten letters. I went to her show and sat in the audience. So for her to be there and surprised me with that walk on speaking role on Will and Grace, that was the best day of my life, and it's as if it would happen yesterday, and I can talk about it over and over and over.
Well, I mean, that's so amazing, you know, like, she just, you know, just, you're like somebody that you love so much, and then
yes.
You just somebody, they just walk up to you, and they're like, oh,
yeah,
my God.
Like, I mean, Liana, no one knew. Like, they had called my sisters. I have twin sisters who are the youngest in the family. And one of the producers called them saying, hey, we're going to come to your brother to Valley Produce, the store, but we don't want Paolo to know. We just want whoever doesn't work at the store to have them all outside of the store at 9 a.m. waiting outside. So all my family who doesn't work at the store, they were there that Thursday morning. I had no idea what was going on. I'm at the service desk. I was making labels for Barilla Pasta because we were changing the price. And then all of a sudden, like, Oprah just walks inside what America saw, and then she literally, like, just, like, said, Paolo, Paolo. And I just, those emotions of just pure happiness because my father was there, too, and it was great because that was the day that changed everything for him because he knew how that I had a dream that I really wanted to go for it. So when my dad saw my reaction, he was so happy. Like, he finally got it that his son has a dream, and this is really what he wants to do. So I'm just so grateful and blessed.
Yeah, it's just amazing. Now, was Ms. Oprah nice? Did you spend time
nice?
With her?
That's the first thing people always ask me, and this is the truth. The truth is she is beyond nice. She is an amazing, amazing woman. She could be a diva. You know, it's Oprah Winfrey. The whole world knows Oprah Winfrey. But I talk to her as if I'm talking to, like, a mother or a friend. She's a good listener. When you're talking, she's there. She's very present. I've been on her show a couple times. And as a matter of fact, the Oprah Winfrey Network is doing an update on me in March on her show called Oprah, Where Are They Now? So they did this whole follow-up on me, an update on me, the show, and everything. And she's an amazing woman, and she touched many lives, you know, especially mine.
Yes, I bet. And she actually came to New Orleans after Katrina with no makeup on. I mean, like...
I actually remember that. I remember that. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Wow.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, I love the opening of the opening animation and the song your talk show. What inspired you to begin a web talk show?
You know, I've always, growing up in Chicago, that's where the Oprah Winfrey Show was taped, and I would go to the taping twice a year because that's the max you can go to the taping. So I just, and then, you know, moving to L.A., you know, and I started doing acting, but it wasn't my itch. Like, something didn't feel right. And then there was just one day I had an aha moment, like a moment where I said to myself, think about this. You've been to so many tapings of talk show. I've worked on the Ellen Show. Now I'm working on the talk on CBS. I'm like, as the assistant for all the ladies on the show, I'm like, it's because I want to be part of this business. And then so one day I came home and I told my partner, I really want to do this talk show. And then he came up with the name, A Spoonful of Paolo. Obviously, a spoonful of, you know, take out the sugar and you put Paolo. And I said, let's do it. And then he did the logo. And then we tried to think of the whole intro. We made a close friend sing the intro of the song. And then when you look at the intro, it's an angel coming down, you know, facing me. You don't see her face, but if you know my story, you know that that's Oprah Winfrey coming down with her magic wand, hitting me, you know, with it. And then you see the opening of me in Hollywood then, because obviously she's the one who, you know, started this for me.
Yep. That, you know, that is phenomenal.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Grab a spoonful of inspiration while we head to a break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Kids safe, mother approved. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand, all from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
Looking for a great sports show from a kid's point of view? Look no further than Speaking of Sports. We've got the stats, scores, and inside news on what's happening all over the sports world. It's all hard-hitting, can't-miss action from your point of view. You'll hear different perspectives, opinions, and predictions from the fans and experts. Tune into Speaking of Sports every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Miss just 1 minute of this show and you've missed out.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana. Let's continue our interview with Mr. Paolo of A Spoonful of Paolo. So, I mean, I saw that you interviewed Gayle King. I actually got to meet Miss King here in New Orleans during the Super Bowl weekend. What is it like? It was awesome. I actually got to take a picture, too. Now, what is it like working with some of the top celebrities in the business?
It is a dream come true. Like, it's just a dream come true. And when I was able to interview Gayle King, it was during the week when she was on CBS This Morning, her first week. And so to be there inside her studio and talk with her about her first week, I mean, it was a dream come true. I mean, who doesn't know Gayle King, Oprah's best friend, you know? She was so real, and I'm sure when you met her too, you saw she's such a real sweet person and down to earth, and she just made it a great interview.
Yes, you were so excited.
I love it. I mean, if you ever find an episode of me not getting excited, will you please call me and tell me that something's wrong with me? Because you can put me with anyone, and I'll make sure I'll get excited. And if you don't see me get excited, just know that I was probably forced to do this interview, and I didn't want to do it.
And what are your future plans for a spoonful of Paolo?
You know, I just a couple months ago I signed up with an agent and a manager who are trying to, you know, let me do other hosting gigs outside of A Spoonful of Paolo, you know, probably like on television, on red carpets and stuff. So I'm just trying to, you know, think smart about this. You know, I think I'm going to be with A Spoonful of Paolo for a very long time. It's you know, my show with my partner. This is our baby, and I can see this going, you know, for many, many years. But I do, you know, also want to do other things outside of the show just to, you know, like we all know this. To be known, to get out there and do other projects. So I, you know, I have a good feeling good things are coming along.
Do you see yourself on actual TV in the future?
Yes. I have no questions about that. I definitely, you know, when I was working at The Talk, actually, they had me on their show when they were talking about Oprah Winfrey when she started her network OWN. And I just remember sitting there talking with the ladies, and it just felt so, like, natural. So natural. I love it. I'm very comfortable. You could put six, you know, cameras in front of me, and I'll talk to each camera directly. This is something, a passion, a joy that's inside of me, and I love doing it.
You know, I mean, I'm like that, too. You know, I see a camera, I smile. You know, it comes natural to me, too.
Yeah.
I mean, like, wouldn't that be so cool if you actually got your own TV show, like, on the OWN network?
I mean, hey, I feel that, you know, like, anything is possible, and especially when you're dreaming, because in life, we all need to dream, because if you have no dreams, then why are we moving forward? But it could be a possibility, you know, it's a possibility, so you never know, and if that were to happen, it would be an honor, because that's one, you know, network that I have so much respect for, obviously, yeah.
Right. Now, what are some of your favorite dishes that you cook or bake?
That's my favorite dishes. Last week, actually, I made eggplant parmesan, like, from scratch. You know, like, I did it, like, the old Italian, like, style. Like, I fried the eggplant, you know, like, you know, in the flour. You put the eggplant in the flour, the breadcrumb, and the eggs, and you fry it. And then after I made the layers with my own sauce and the cheese, and I boiled some eggs. And I have to say, people loved it. You know, I'm not a professional chef like you, but I have to tell you that my friends went crazy for it. So I just love making, like lasagna, stuff like with layers. I love making things like that.
It's so good. And in my next cookbook, I actually have an eggplant lasagna in there.
An eggplant lasagna? That sounds... Where do you come up with these things? Like, that just sounds... I don't even think my mom can make something like that. Like, can you send me your cookbook, please, when it comes out?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, thank you. Eggplant lasagna, yummy.
It is yummy. It's delicious. Now, can you share with our listeners your funniest and most disastrous food memory?
My funniest and most disastrous... Oh, my God. Yeah, I'll tell you one. And I started it... I remember this as if it was yesterday, but this was last year. I made these Italian donuts. They're called ciambella. And basically, they're just fried donuts. But you have to be very specific when you fry them because they have to be the right temperature. It has to be... The dough has to rise because if it doesn't, then the donuts don't... When you fry them, they just, like, shrink. Like, they're just the size of, like, your thumb. And I started this at 9 a.m., and I finished it around 6 o'clock. Ask me how the donuts came out. Just ask me.
How did the donuts come out?
Awful. They came out so awful. Like, I 12 hours doing this. Like, I made, like, 22 donuts. You have to wait till the dough rises. Then you have to make the donut shapes. Then the donut has to rise, too. Then you could fry it. They came out awful, and I will never make ciambellas ever again. Like, I just will never do that because it was just the worst day of my life. So, and I never told anyone this story. Do you know that? I'm only telling you this. It's out there now.
Well, you know, actually, this is my most recent disastrous food memory. The other night, my mom and I decide to roast some chestnuts for the first time. You know, we think it's like any other chestnut, any other nut, and we're just going to put it in a pan for 20 minutes in the oven, roast it. So... we're cooking our stuff on the stove while it's roasting in the oven, and all of a sudden, we hear these, like, big bangs, like, kind of like, pow, like, gunfire or something.
Oh, my God.
And we're like, oh, my gosh, what's happening? What is that? And then we look in the oven, and they have, like, these exploded chestnuts on the bottom of our oven.
Oh, my God.
So we take the chestnuts out of the oven, and my mom sets it on top of the stove where there's nothing there, and she turns around, and then this chestnut goes, pow, and it pops into the air. So then my mom decides, oh, this might hurt somebody. Let's go take this outside. So we take it, and we put it on a table in the patio. And we're like, let's leave this out here.
You know what? My dad always makes chestnuts, and growing up as a kid, my dad, and I think you're supposed to make like a little cut on the chestnuts, so like
yes.
The heat or something, because I always remember him, my mom hated doing that, but you have to make like a little slit or something on the chestnut so the heat comes out or goes in or something, I don't know, so then they don't pop or something. That is so funny.
Chestnuts are so full of water that you have to cut the slit so that the steam escapes, and we didn't do that, so they exploded.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny. I'm sorry that you and your mom had to go through that. Oh, my gosh.
Now let's talk about unusual foods. What is the most unusual food you've ever eaten? Is there a food you would never eat again?
Unusual food. I would have to say there's one thing that I'll never eat, and it's cabbage. My mom would make this Italian cabbage soup, and it's like cooked cabbage, and I don't even eat raw cabbage. I would never put that on my salad. It just kind of scares me. But when my mom made the soup and we were forced to eat it, I will never eat cabbage again. I just don't like cabbage. And if somebody else likes cabbage, eat it. It's good for you. But I personally just don't like it. And I know it's a bad thing, but I just don't care for it.
Well, you know, I actually really like cabbage.
You do? <I
don't>, yes. I actually think cabbage is really good. You know, like I'm not a big fan of coleslaw, but I make like this Latin slaw and it has cabbage in it. And the other week I made party gras peppers and sausage, and it was actually a recipe on my radio show, and it had red cabbage in it. I like cabbage.
I grew up with cabbage, you know, working at my dad's grocery store as a little kid, and I always remember me as a little kid, you know, putting the cabbage on top of the bench, you know, but it's like, and then we had this big barrel of coleslaw, and people would go crazy, like, you know, especially because they would just go crazy. They would love coleslaw, and I'm like, how do you eat that? I tried it once, and I just couldn't do it, but, you know, my family loves coleslaw, so, hey, coleslaw is good for you. Make sure you eat it, everyone. I'm putting it out there.
Well, you know, you don't have to like it, but I actually think it's really good. And in New Orleans, people actually throw cabbages at the St. Patrick Parade.
Wait, you? I never knew that. That's funny. Okay.
But, you know, you don't like cabbage, you can take your anger out on it by throwing it.
I'll be there then. I'll be doing that. You'll probably see me on the news and the local news in New Orleans then. Okay.
<That's funny. laughs> Yep. Now, lastly, here's a wacky, off-the-wall food question I ask all of my show guests. What kind of dish would you create with pickles and peanut butter?
Pickles and peanut butter. Okay, give me a second. Well, okay, let me just think. I guess I would fry the pickles, and I would have to, since we have peanut butter, I might as well add Nutella and put that on top of the fried pickle. I don't know what that would taste like, but I think if I fry the pickle, it might be a little bit better, and then dump the peanut butter and the Nutella, and then you have a fried pickle / Nutella peanut butter dessert, I guess, right? Is that good, or I don't know. I don't even know.
Sweet and savory together always tastes good. You can actually fry that pickle in peanut oil.
Genius. You're a genius. Yes, that would make the dish amazing then, I'm sure, yes.
No, actually, at the store, I saw hazelnut oil.
Ooh, hazelnut oil. Interesting.
I know. That was the first. I was like, maybe we have to try that.
Yeah, I've seen every single kind of oil, like all different olive oils and stuff, but hazelnut oil, that's interesting. I would like to try that one.
No. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Paolo, for being a guest on Cool Kids Cook. I had an amazing time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Chef Eliana. Like, I had an amazing time, and keep doing what you're doing, because you're amazing. Like I said, I saw you in the Wendy Williams show, and you're just a star, so I had so much fun with you. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Now, you've shown us that a spoonful of determination is exactly what it takes to make dreams come true. In honor of Mr. Paolo, I have a sweet treat for you. I'm giving away the Hello Cupcake Cookbook. For a chance to win, tweet me or comment on my website or Facebook page. If you want to find out more about Mr. Paolo and his show, A Spoonful of Paolo, visit KidChefAliana.com for all the links. Grab a Nutella sandwich. We're off to a quick break. I'm Kid Chef Aliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Tune in every Monday for Purple Songs Can Fly. Our program serves as a musical outlet for children being treated at the Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers. These songs are flown all over the world and even into space. Hundreds of songs have been written and recorded and have been part of shuttle missions, airline in-flight playlists, toured with the Rolling Stones, gone undersea and to the top of Mount Everest. Join our hosts for some great music on Purple Songs Can Fly, Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, on Voice America Kids. Looking for a great sports show from a kid's point of view? Look no further than Speaking of Sports. We've got the stats, scores, and inside news on what's happening all over the sports world. It's all hard-hitting, can't-miss action from your point of view. You'll hear different perspectives, opinions, and predictions from the fans and experts. Tune into Speaking of Sports every Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Miss just 1 minute of this show and you've missed out.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at KidChefEliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. That was such a great interview with Mr. Paolo. But now it's time for a tisket, a tasket, what's inside my basket. Today's secret ingredients are turnips and heavy cream. First, let's talk about turnips. Turnips are a root vegetable and are also members of the mustard family. Because they are related to mustard, the larger or older turnips can develop a spicy flavor unless properly cooked and combined with milder vegetables like potatoes. The turnip was domesticated before 15th century BC and grown in India for its oil-bearing seeds. Young turnips are great for a little bite in a fresh green salad. The top and the bottom of the turnip is edible. The leaves are known as turnip greens. They have a similar flavor to mustard greens. Turnips grow best in cool weather because hot temperatures can cause the roots to become woody and bad-tasting. In Scotland and Ireland, turnip lanterns are an old tradition during Halloween. Since the first Halloween, turnips, also known as rutabaga, are carved and used as lanterns. Here is my recipe for Asian turnip salad. Asian turnip salsa. I was actually working with some turnips and created different recipes, and my mom suggested an Asian salsa. It turned out great, and I love how it added a kick to our spring rolls. Ingredients. Half of a fresh Asian turnip finely diced, a fourth of a cup of turnip greens, chiffonade, 1 tablespoon of light soy sauce, 1 tablespoon of rice vinegar, 1 tablespoon of sesame oil, 2 tablespoons of shallots, minced, 1 large clove of garlic, minced, 1 tablespoon of fresh cilantro, chopped, and 2 tablespoons of fresh mint, chopped, 1 teaspoon of lemongrass paste, 1 teaspoon of sugar, and sriracha to taste. Directions. In a small bowl, mix all the ingredients together. Serve with wonton chips or with an Asian-style burger. You could also just eat it by itself like I did. Hey, kid foodies, I'd love to hear from you. Tweet me. I'm at Kid Chef Eliana. Send me questions and ideas, and we'll connect. I'm also Eliana Cook's fan page on Facebook. On Instagram and Pinterest, I'm Kid Chef Eliana. So, you know where to find me. Now, let's explore heavy cream. Cream is a dairy product made of the higher butter fat layer skimmed from the top of the milk before it is. It is homogenized the process of separating the fat from the milk. When the milk is not homogenized, the fat-saturated cream will rise to the top of the milk. In Europe, cream is sold in different grades depending on the total butterfat content. Cream skimmed from milk is sometimes referred to as sweet cream to distinguish it from the cream skimmed from whey, a byproduct of cheese. In the United States, cream is usually categorized as half and half, which is 10.5% to 18% fat, light cream, 18% to 30% of fat, light whipping cream, 30% to 36% fat, and heavy cream, 36% or more. Here's a recipe for whipped cream. Once you make homemade whipped cream, it's so hard to go back to the store-bought kind. And I like my whipped cream like a stiff cloud. If you like it soft, don't whip it as long. And it can be kind of light creamy. Ingredients. 1 cup of heavy cream, 2 tablespoons of sugar, and a dash of vanilla extract. Directions. Chill a metal mixing bowl and the whisk attachment of the mixer in the freezer for 10 minutes. Add all the ingredients to the bowl and whip on high speed until the stiff peaks form, about 2 minutes. If you want to put some elbow grease into it, you can also whisk by hand until stiff peaks form, about 3 to 4 minutes. Serve immediately. You can find all of these recipes on my website, kidchefeliana.com. If you have a secret ingredient you would like me to talk about, you can email me at eliana@kidchefeliana.com or call my U.S. toll-free number, 888-721-5915. Leave me your first name, where you're calling from, and your question. Maybe your suggestion will air on a future episode. You're listening to Cool Kids Cook on the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Kitchen Tips and Tools. Today's kitchen tips are all about seasoning blends. Today's kitchen tool is a pastry brush. A pastry brush is also known as a basting brush. It is used to spread butter, oil, glaze, or other liquids on food. Traditional pastry brushes look similar to a paintbrush. They are constructed with natural bristles or a plastic or nylon fiber. Modern pastry brushes may have silicone bristles, allowing them to withstand high oven temperatures. A pastry brush can be used to add a glaze to baked goods or baste meat during the roasting process. I hope you like my kitchen tips and tools. Here's a recipe for my beef Wellington. I learned how to make beef Wellington by watching a Gordon Ramsay video tutorial. It's not difficult. It's just time-consuming, but the end result has that wow factor. Ingredients. 1 3-pound beef tenderloin, 1 teaspoon plus 1 pinch of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 3 cups of mushrooms, 1 clove of garlic, 1 tablespoon of mustard, 6 ounces of prosciutto, 2 sheets of puff pastry, 1 egg beaten, 1 pinch of kosher salt. Directions. Let the puff pastry thaw on the counter. Rub in 1 teaspoon of salt and pepper into the tenderloin. On medium-high heat, sear the tenderloin until golden brown on all sides. While searing the tenderloin, make the duxelle. Duxelle is a mushroom paste. In a food processor, blend mushrooms, garlic, and a pinch of salt. Cook the paste in an iron skillet on medium heat. Cook until the water in the mushrooms evaporate. The tenderloin should be done searing by the time the mushrooms are being put into a skillet. Take the tenderloin off of the heat and, using a pastry brush, taint it with mustard. Unfold both puff pastry sheets onto plastic wrap, overlapping the sheets an inch. Evenly place the prosciutto on top of the puff pastry. Spread the duxelle evenly on top of the prosciutto. Place the tenderloin on top of the duxelle. Hold the ends of the plastic wrap and flip the layers over the tenderloin. Tightly wrap the layers around the tenderloin. Pinch the sides of the puff pastry. Cover in plastic wrap and twist the ends like a candy wrapper. Put this in the freezer for 5 minutes. Take it out and unwrap the plastic wrap. Place it on a lime grease baking sheet. Using a pastry brush, coat the top of the puff pastry with the beaten egg. Using the back of the knife, make several slits on top of the puff pastry. Sprinkle the top with kosher salt. Bake for 30 to 40 minutes, depending on how you like your beef cooked. And I actually didn't include a cooking tip because the beef Wellington recipe was so long. We'll have a new seasoning blend next week. I'm really sorry about that. This past weekend, I actually went to the monthly supper club, and this month's theme was fondue. And I was like, oh, fondue. Oh, my gosh. I love fondue. And I was like, what can we make? And we were like, my mom and I, we said, let's do something with Nutella. And so we were like, Nutella fondue, how would we make that? And we said, that's so simple. We just, since the Nutella is so oily, you have to actually add milk or like heavy cream to it. So that's what we did. And it turned out amazing. It was just so good. And it was just delicious. We had strawberries on the side and bananas to dip in there. And then at the fondue party, we took somebody else had a white chocolate almond fondue. And they had like pound cake on the side. So I actually took pound cake and dipped it in the Nutella one also. And that was so good. And I actually kind of finished off the pound cake with the Nutella. They also had like a veggie broth, and they added the chicken and the beef and mushrooms and fresh vegetables. And then you dip all those in the vegetable broth and then eat it, and it was really good. It was moist too. They also had a raclette, which was the grilling. It was like this grill thing, and they had potatoes and sausage and stuff like that. And then they put little slices of cheese in like a small like little pan, and they put it underneath the grill part, and it's like plugged in or something like that, or maybe like fire, and it like melted the cheese, and then you put it on top of the sausage and potatoes and you ate it like that. It was really good, and I'd never seen that before. It was actually kind of cool. Well, paint the pastry while we take a break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
We didn't invent Kid Talk, we perfected it, and at a very young age. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Has your role model let you down? Every day it seems we turn on the news or read online that today's entertainment and sports stars have gotten out of hand again. Drugs, theft, drunk driving, and other actions of disorderly conduct are what some so-called role models are all about. Not here. Tune in to Runway Role Models and find out about some positive people who are making a difference now and paving the way for the future generation, our generation. Tune in to Runway Role Models every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about four times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel.
The longer you listen, the later it gets. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
To Cool Kids Cook from Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Spice Detective. Today, we're investigating hazelnuts. Hazelnuts rank second to almonds in commercial production in the world. Most are grown in Turkey, but the United States is responsible for a small percentage, which are mainly grown in Oregon. A hazelnut tree can produce until it is 80 years old. That's a long active life. Where hazelnuts originated is still a mystery, but many people speculate that they come from Asia. Hazelnuts are also known as filberts. They were called filberts because the English harvested the nuts at the same time the country celebrated St. Philibert's Day. Feel sick? Hazelnuts were once used as a medicine and a tonic. A manuscript found in 2838 BC in China says that the hazelnut took its place among the five sacred nourishments God bestowed on human beings. Chocolate was once considered food of the gods, and hazelnuts were a gift from God. So now we know why Nutella is such a heavenly combination. Here is a recipe for Nutella truffles. Our show guest today, Paolo Presta, and I shared a mutual love of Nutella. So I promised him that I would create an original Nutella recipe in honor of him. So, here it is. Ingredients. 4 ounces, or half a cup of cream cheese. 1 9-ounce package, or 2.5 cups of chocolate wafers, crushed. 1.5 cups of Nutella, divided. And 1 cup of heavy cream. Directions. Mix together the cream cheese, chocolate wafers, and half a cup of Nutella with a spatula. Roll the mixture into balls 1 inch in diameter. Place them on a lined baking sheet. Chill them in a refrigerator for 30 minutes. While the Nutella balls are chilling, make the Nutella ganache. In a saucepan over medium heat, stir together 1 cup of Nutella and heavy cream. Allow the mixture to thicken and cool. Roll each ball in the ganache and place in foil candy liners. Refrigerate for 2 hours. Makes 24. It's snacktivity time. Here, I give you fun, easy, breezy snack ideas. Today's snacktivity is hot dog people. These are so much fun to make. The best part is decorating them. My mom puts hers to sleep on a bun bed with a blanket of sliced cheese. Ingredients. Water, hot dogs, ketchup, and mustard. Directions. Cut a slit down the middle of one end of the hot dog. This will become the legs. At the opposite end, cut 2 slits on each side of the top of the hot dog. The 2 outside pieces will become arms, and the middle will become a head. Over medium-high heat, bring a saucepan of water to a boil. Add the hot dogs and cook until the hot dog people blossom. Create faces and clothing for your hot dog people using ketchup and mustard. Or put them to sleep. Hey, young chef. You're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Creative Cuisine. This is my recipe for coconut macaroons. As you can tell, my family loves coconut. And these macaroons come out so toasty, delicious, and pretty. Ingredients. 1 14-ounce bag of sweetened coconut flakes, 2/3 cup of sugar, 4 egg whites, 6 tablespoons of flour, and 1 teaspoon of almond extract. Directions. Thoroughly mix ingredients in a big bowl. Spoon the mixture onto a baking sheet lined with parchment paper using a melon ball or uniform domes. You may also spoon into mini baking liners. Bake at 325 degrees for 17 to 20 minutes, or until coconut is toasted. Store in an airtight container. Makes about 48 macaroons. Here's another creative cuisine idea. Here's my mom's recipe for Thai coconut lemongrass soup. One night, my mom just threw the soup together. She visited Thailand and loved the food. So the soup came out so good, and I had to make her write it down. It has lots of ingredients, but it's super simple to make. Ingredients. 1 tablespoon of sesame oil, 2 shallots, finely chopped, 2 cloves of garlic, minced, 2 stalks of lemongrass, cut into long pieces for flavoring only, 4 cups of chicken stock, 2/3 cup of coconut milk, 1 teaspoon of ginger paste, 1 teaspoon of lemongrass paste, 1/2 teaspoon of chili paste, 1/2 cup of shiitake mushrooms, 1 cup of bean sprouts, 1/2 pound of Asian chicken sausage or meatballs, 1 cup of Chinese flour macaroni or Asian noodle of your choice, salt to taste, fresh. fresh basil and fresh mint. Directions. In a deep wok, saute shallots, lemongrass, and garlic in sesame oil over medium heat. After the shallots soften, add the remaining ingredients except basil and mint. Cook for 20 minutes. Salt to taste. Serve with a garnish of torn basil and mint. Hey, young chefs, it's time for Cooking Craft. Here's a fun kitchen-related craft. Today's Cooking Craft is how to make homemade finger paint. Sometimes you just need to have fun in the kitchen. Pretend you're in kindergarten again and finger paint. Supplies. 3 tablespoons of sugar, 1/2 a teaspoon of salt, 1/2 a cup of cornstarch, and 2 cups of water. Step 1. Combine the ingredients. Step 2. Place them in a small saucepan and warm so the mixture thickens. Step 3. Allow it to cool and add your favorite food coloring. Step 4. Store in a small glass jar or airtight container. I bet my sister would have loved this when she was little. She could have used it back then. The instructions, along with photos, are on my website for this week's episode on KidJeffElliana.com. Don't forget to connect with me on Twitter and Facebook. I'm at KidJeffElliana on Twitter and Eliana Cooks fan page on Facebook. Be sure to hit that like button. I like you, and I hope you like me too. If you are listening to the show on iTunes, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the show. The more reviews we get, the more young chefs we can reach. Now, I actually got a new office chair for my mom and I's shared office. And it's an amazing chair. Before, I had one of those just sit-down chairs. It didn't roll or anything. It was kind of boring, and it was really hard. So I didn't really like it. And my mom and I had been looking for a chair for a pretty long time. And, you know, we looked before, and we saw chairs that were on sale and things, and, you know, we were like, oh, that looks good. And then we come back, it's not there, they don't have it or something. And it had to be brown, because my mom has this, like, ocean theme going in her office, and everything's, like, brown, and her chair's, like, a deep chocolate brown. So we wanted brown chair. You know, a black chair would just look out of place. So I went to get just a poster board at Office Depot for my school project. We went there, and then right next to the poster board is a section of chairs, office chairs. So I said, let me look. So we're looking, and we're like, oh, wow, look at this chair. And then we were like, oh, wow, that's like $250. That's way too expensive. And we had to look for a small chair, too, because I'm small. I didn't need this really big chair. We're just looking down the rows. None of them look right. So we had to check out and buy the stuff that we had. And then right after we checked out, we're walking towards the door, and then I said, oh, it's like this, like, it's like a spotlight on this chair. And I was like, Mom, look at this chair. It's brown, it's small, and look, it's only $8. It's so cheap. So we had to buy it. And then the other thing, the special thing about it, and that my mom was jealous of that at first, is that it's actually also a massage chair. And it was only $80. A massage chair. So I can just sit in it when I'm working on my laptop, and then I just press the button. It has a remote control, and there's like a little side pocket to place the remote control, and I just press it, and like it will do like the sides and the back, and it vibrates like It's so cool. And I actually, this week earlier, I bought plates, dishes, and placemats for food styling and work for the next cookbook, because we're working on the next cookbook, Cool Kids Cook, Fresh and Fit. So we've got all kinds of cool dishes and placemats and stuff. Can't wait till it comes out. Well, that's all for this week, and I leave you with this quote from Chef Emeril Lagasse. Cooking is a way to teach kids about other things, like reading or math, with all of the weights and measures. There are so many things that are part of cooking, but they are also very educational. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Kid Chef Eliana with Cool Kids Cook. This show is produced by KidStar on Voice America Kids. Bon appetit. I'll see you next week.
It's time to turn off the oven and close the refrigerator for this week. But be sure to join Kid Chef Eliana for another edition of Cool Kids Cook next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Have a delicious week and keep cooking.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.